February 3rd, 2017 Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Please, once we get a recording going, we're good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is reviewed for all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we got consent agenda items here. We got the approval of the previous minutes on December 19th of 2016. The approval of payroll claims and accounts payable, if there was any. I went through the payroll claims. Everything's in order, so I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
I'll second it.
Got a motion by Tony and a second by Rick. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. We got A. Sarah Deck, juvenile grant coordinator, requesting chair to sign a 2017 Nebraska Crime Commission community-based juvenile services aid grant. For the diversion, it looks like it's allotted for $83,818.
Yes, it is. And the services we'll be providing with that money would be alternatives to detention, again, juvenile diversion, school resource officer in Homer, and teen court.
How many kids go through your program roughly in a year's time?
So last year we had, I actually have the numbers here.
You know, I was always wanting to go to one of those court things that you guys have.
Oh, the teen court?
Yeah, we talked about it at one time, and someday I'd like to make that happen if that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you the dates.
I'd just like to see it and how it all unfolds, and I think it's a great...
It's really neat.
A great program.
Yep. So we had 64 youth that the county attorney's office referred to diversion from July 1, 2015 to June 30, 2016, and we had 57 of those kids enroll. Generally, kids who don't enroll are kids who won't respond back to me, so they don't reply to phone or... mail, they just don't respond.
What happens to them?
Those kids, I send them back to the county attorney's office, and they
deal with the consequences.
They look for the kids, yeah. They figure, they re-review, file, they whatever they decide is the best.
So it's a good turnout.
Our enrollment rate, excuse me, is 89%. So it's a good.
Nice.
Yep, it's nice. Yeah, no, and we also, and with teen court, I believe we have a pretty good turnout for that as well. They served 17 kids last year, were the kids who teen court was the most appropriate diversion option. So,
the bulk of the kids are under 18, obviously.
Yep, the grant will serve 12 to 18 year olds.
12 to 18 year olds. Mm-hmm. What's the bulk of their situations? Is it like school tardy? Is it just a little bit of everything?
In Dakota County, when you're looking at juvenile arrests, for the most part, you're looking at things like shoplifting, alcohol or drug violations, like kind of fights at school. I don't see any like really serious assaults or things like that. First time offenses, 99% of the time, and kind of just kids making mistakes, not really using their brains.
Being kids. Okay.
Well, I've noticed our juvenile jail numbers have gone way down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot to do with this, I'm sure.
Alternatives to detention, that's a big piece of that. And that really is a cost-saving thing, as
Absolutely.
You all know, because detention is a very expensive service.
Okay, good. Yeah, any other questions for Sarah? Anyone? No? So we'll just need a...
Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome.
We'll just need a motion to have the chair sign the grant.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Bill, second by Dick. Will you call roll on the...
Rick.
Rick, what did I say? I don't know what I said, but anyways.
Alzheimer's terrible.
I know.
Crowd in 50, pal. Rick and Dick. How's that sound?
All right. Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to B.
Sarah
again with our Mike or whoever would like to. Looks like she's throwing you under the bus on this one here.
She is, I guess.
Approve contracts for the services providers for the Crime Commission Juvenile Service Aid Grant, Teen Court, Owens Education Services, Inc., and the Community Monitoring Service.
Okay. So for the Detention Alternatives grant under the Crime Commission, we have a contract with Owens as well as Community Monitoring Service to provide electronic monitoring and tracking. So to go along with the grant, we have to have an agreement with them, basically kind of an MOU with them that they're going to provide those services. So we've given that to Sheree as well for board approval.
Where's Owens? Where are they out of?
Owens is out of Sioux City. Their main office is out of Omaha, and then they branch after the counties. They have an office in Sioux City, provide a lot of electronic monitoring and tracking, community service for community monitoring services out of Sergeant Bluff as well. So same thing. They also do provide family support for us. That's part of the agreement as well. So if they go into the, they can go into the home and provide support for family if they're not getting it there.
Okay. All right. Simple. Any questions for Mike? None? Okay.
Good job.
Yep, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, we just need a motion to approve the contract services with the Grand Commission Juvenile Services Aid Grant.
So moved.
Bill.
Second.
Tony. Call the roll, please. Sherry.
Dick.
How about calling you Joan?
Yes.
Jesus.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to C. Muff Brothers Partnership requesting a refund for overpayment on taxes on property ID 22003-4702 at 615 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska.
Yes, that's formerly known as the old Paddock Building.
Yep.
And we've been paying taxes on that since 01. That I could find that had a factor put on of 3 on the land value. The land value is determined by square footage and what they assess per foot. And it should have been $74,715. Instead, it was assessed at 3 times that amount for $224,700. So we were paying on $150,000 worth of assessments that shouldn't have been there. And we found statute, and there is a process to go about requesting it. However, it is only for 3 years, and that's what we're going to request, is what the statute allows.
Yeah, the statute allows 3 years back.
Yes. And there's a procedure. We have to fill out a formal or make a formal application for it and give it to the assessor, who then in turn gives it to the treasurer, who then presents it to the board.
Okay.
So in the next couple of days, I'm going to type up the request, and then I'll give it to the assessor.
And tell me the dollar amount again. Is $9,400?
It's actually, I mean, it might change by a few pennies, but from what I could figure out, it was $9,577.49.
For the 3 years? 3 years.
For the 3 years.
Okay.
So that's at or approximately what the number would be.
So you'll be coming back again, or the treasurer will?
Yeah, actually, the treasurer, I mean, I'll probably be present for the board, but he'll actually present
I'd like to ask Christy, would you come up real quick here? How did this situation, was it just previous?
We don't know how far it goes back.
Okay.
So just that he'd look at it and make sure. But it's in the review for the Joe and Ron that came. So okay. It's reviewed it. Correct.
So what made all of a sudden you realize this after?
Well, I'd known about it for well over a year. I couldn't do anything because it was too late last year. A friend of mine who's a commercial real estate from Sioux City.
Dick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dick's the one that told me. He says, this is stupid. So I started looking into it, and yeah. And then I looked around the rest of the neighborhood, and there's no equalization. I mean, we pay by far the most of anybody. A lot of them have different numbers on their factors, but nobody had one of the 3 that I've been aware of. I saw some other numbers, but that's none of my concern.
Right.
This
right.
one here is
the one you're concerned.
But that's how I started. It was through Dick Salem.
So do you think that there's more parcels that are in South Sioux that are the
yeah,
same
Mike,
situation?
It don't be in the commercial review.
And they'll be paid back too?
No, they'd have to request.
They'd have to request. So how are people going to find out if they're...
Yeah.
Are you going to send out a notice and say you were in under review and we see that the last 3 years you've been paying too much, so now you can put a request in? So, I see.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, but I know that, what do we have, another, is it less than a year to get all of our commercial properties? I know they give us a certain time frame, and then they kind of backpedal on us, and they want it done quicker than what they originally told us.
Some of it will be done.
Right, okay.
But all of it will be done by
18. So basically, we're going to have to just go through the formality. You're going to have to go through the paperwork with the assessor's office. The assessor's going to have to go through Bob's office, and then it'll come
to Bob, and then Bob.
Bob, and then back to you guys, and then back to us.
And back to the board.
Okay. Yeah. And at that time, then we'll, there's no action required today. You're just expressing concerns, telling us what's going
to
happen.
This just came to me today, so I have to do this formal request.
Yep.
And I didn't want to just scribble something up. I'd like to.
Well, we appreciate you coming, letting us know, and giving us a heads up. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just wait and see here in the next 2 to 4 weeks what happens.
Yeah. I'll just get it going and give it to the assessor, and it'll be.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thanks. Let's move on to miscellaneous. We're going to go to Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent, for the road report.
December 18th to the 31st. Road maintenance hours, 112. Overtime hours, 71 and a half. Tree and debris removal, 16 hours. Garbage pickup, 2. Snow removal, 136. Gravel hauled, 739 tons. Signs and barricades, 14 hours. Road concerns, grading, Elma and Blyberg. And that's about it. The other thing that is attached to my road report, I had a few calls and concerns over the years. It's became a practice on Dakota Flats. These pictures that are attached are from Dakota Flats. Housing development out of west on 20 there, but it's become a practice to put up some kind of markers.
That's kind of pole. That's Tim Beckner that's got that on that corner, and he's got sprinkler heads along the edge of there.
I'm sure there's all reason. What the problem is snow removal. We're getting where we can't get rid of our
snow. But the pictures go on. It's just became a chain reaction for, and I understand, you know, the guy on the corner, you know, he has the sprinkler heads, and I get all that. But my problem is with it, that I've seen by looking at this, and as I've been going out there, that if you go to try to push snow, you're going to have a windrow from hell along on the road, and it's going to become a liability to the county. Is what's going to happen. I understand there's no right of way. Dick can recall when this happened back in the 90s. Is that right, Dick?
Yeah.
That this took place, and they came in and they adopted the road, which, you know, it's just a piece of concrete. Whatever happened then is happened. I get it.
And we got the same thing out on our rotunda.
Well, but we have a right of way out there, and they got curbs out there.
50 foot is out there.
Is there 50 foot on rotunda?
Yeah. I think so. So
yeah, there was no right of way dedicated here, and so the county doesn't have any legal
push.
Yes.
But Tim Baxter, I asked Fred today to call him and just ask him where we stand at on a liability standpoint, because you know it blows in out here dramatically.
Right.
Okay. And obviously, there's nowhere to push it besides, you know, taking a loader out there, removing the snow. So my point is, go ahead and explain to them the two options that we have that Baxter said.
One of them is just to tell the residents, draft a letter, have Kim, attorney, look at it, and present to the board to adopt, to send all residents out there to say if the county is not able to use their property to push the snow out on, that we will no longer furnish that.
Snow removal.
The other thing is to actually say that the county needs to have the right of way dedicated to them, 10 foot on each side, so we have a right of way. I don't even, Kim would probably have to look to even see if something like that would be legal. I do not know. But what kind of you out there, those bad years, did you not have markers up then, like 10, 11, when we had all that snow?
Tim just put them in.
Oh, you just put them in?
And I could have been the culprit. We were out there, and you know how your baler tire hangs over the edge. And
you had a sprinkler, did you?
Well, I ran over a couple of them, but it didn't hurt anything, but now he's trying to protect them. And I understand, you know.
Well, I do too, but you know, once they get snowed in out there and you have nowhere to go to snow, they're going to have
all
friends they want to push off. When we first started, we didn't have any issue, and one resident started, and it just it's getting worse. Yeah. It's getting.
Well, I'd do like you do. I'd send them a letter and tell them what the consequences are. And
send them a letter.
Yeah. You know, Donnie Pranger's probably the one you want to address it to the most, because he's the one that's the developer out there. And, you know, I know he's in contact with all those people.
Okay. I will draft a letter. And
I think it needs to be drafted. Like, Tim, look it over, make sure whatever our legal rights are, and I think that everyone and every homeowner should have it sent to them. And not saying that I don't trust Donnie to consult with everybody, because, you know, he sold those lots off and he can't tell them what to do. I don't know what the covenant standpoints are out there, but this here is, you know,
I don't know. I would imagine, Scott, that there was covenants drafted out there for that, because I know that they can supposedly have a horse or whatever out there, and there is covenants drafted for that area. It'd be at the Register of Deeds.
Yeah. I understand them trying to protect their yards, but in the same time, we just got to look at our liability standpoint too. I mean, if you can't get the snow off the roads, and then all of a sudden there's an accident out there because we couldn't get the snow off. I mean, obviously, you get the snow, and you've seen snowstorms on that corners, I'm sure.
Yes.
With all the houses, the way it piles up out there.
Yes. We've actually hauled it away with a loader.
Oh.
Well, that place not even pretty well.
We couldn't light it anymore, so we just had to haul the snow away.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy about it, but if they ain't happy about it, maybe they can, like I said, give them the ultimatum that they can find their own snow removal.
Well, they got their mail back set back.
Tim's a pretty good guy, so I think if you go and approach him and tell him what you're up to, he might remove them during the winter.
Any other questions for Fred? Or?
Thanks,
Fred. All right, sounds good. All right. B was going to make a quarterly visit to the county jail. We're going to do that next meeting. Commissioner committee reports. Any reports since the holidays?
Many holidays.
Mail emergency business. None you there. Any public comment? Anyone from the public? Okay, before we adjourn here, I want to just, I know that Bill kind of touched base with Rick and Dick, and I just want to say it's been an honor and thank you for the 6 years I've sat with you guys. It's been an honor sitting with you guys. We've got a lot accomplished. It's been fun. Sad to see you guys go, but in the same time, I kind of wish I was in your shoes at times, right?
Once in a while, anyways.
Once in a while. No, we'll see you guys around, and hopefully life is good to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
And then also, we got here that that everyone's invited to the swearing in, the oath of office ceremony that's on the 5th, which is Thursday. At 9 o'clock, the newly elected commissioners, Tony Gomez, Martin Honstein, and Kevin Rohde, and it's going to be right here in the boardroom. Judge Vaughn's going to come down and get everybody sworn in. There's going to be some cookies or donuts or something and coffee, so whoever's would like to show up.
Prime rib.
Prime rib, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, other than that, if there's nothing else, we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be our reorganization meeting, which is on January 17th, and you better be here, Bill Rohde.
Thank you. I'm working.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brad.